Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, October 21st. The grains overnight were December corn up a half a cent at 405 and a quarter, December wheat up a quarter at 573, and November beans up 3.5 cents at 973 and a half. Big news this morning, we had a slew of export sales, 170,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, 130,000 metric tons of corn to South Korea, and 198,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. We also sold 116,000 metric tons of beans to unknown and 264,000 metric tons of beans to unknown as well. So that's a lot of business overnight here. And I think it confirms what I've been thinking, that end users are going to be buying the breaks out here. The pros are going to continue to sell the rallies. We know that the U.S. is going to have a big crop, maybe getting bigger. Yield reports have been pretty stellar around the country. Now the wheat, we've got a little bit of rain in the western part of Kansas, but not very much. And I think the market's going to sit up and take notice of that at some point out here. But we still need to see a pickup in demand. The Russians are talking about this new program where they're going to be the state seller of wheat with the BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. I doubt that that's ever going to wind up working, but it's a little bit of a threat to the market in the short run. But in the long run, I think the world is sophisticated enough to shop for the cheapest wheat out there. Again, we didn't really get very many rains in western Kansas, just a few spotty showers. I think that really should start to show up in the wheat here today a little bit. Brazilian soybean planting is still well behind where it's been. The corn planting is pretty much where it's supposed to be this time of year. So we don't see any real problems in Brazil. We can expect big crops there. But overall, looking for the week, we'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll get crop progress at 3 o'clock. It should show soybeans about 90% harvested, corn 65% harvested. We've had almost near perfect harvest weather out here, so things ought to be moving along at a pretty big snap. I don't think we'll see much more hedging. It should start to wane here in the next 2 weeks, and that'll be about it. I think the farmers have done what you'd normally expect them to do. They've sold a fair amount of beans. They're putting the corn in the bin. And I think this year they're finally catching on that if they're going to try to capture the carry, they actually have to go sell the deferreds. And I think that's what we've seen out here over the last month or so. So we'll see where we go here, but you know, the weather looks good. We don't see any real problems except for the wheat. At some point, you know, the Chinese are going to have to decide how much grain they want to take before the election. If President Trump gets elected president again and puts on these tariffs, that'll shift as much business as they can. The Brazilians will get most of that business from China, so that wouldn't be good. But we'll have to see how the election plays out. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.